The music of Percy Faith, perhaps I should say the music of Percy Faith of 1974, because Percy Faith goes way back. He first came probably to national public attention in the summer of 1974. Song from Moulin Rouge, of course, subtitled Where Is Your Heart? This film theme was Percy Faith's first million seller. That is, if you don't count Because of You and Cold, Cold Heart, which he recorded with Tony Bennett. This song held down the prime number one position for a solid 10 weeks during the summer of 1953, and the featured vocalist on the recording was Felicia Sanders. By this time, Percy was into other bags. Remember the Gershwin album? Ago that Percy Faith's popularity went back to 1953. It actually goes back further than that because radio stations have known of Percy Faith for years and years and years. There's an earlier album called Music Till Midnight, which has been used as a theme song on more late night radio shows than you can possibly count. If he stops doing this, there'll be no one else around to record. Is that true, really? What about Castellanos is doing stuff, isn't he? Not like that, though.
Well, he's not into this sort of thing, no. He's really not into it. And what's happening to him is of course, going to happen to me eventually, too. People aren't really listening to him or buying him now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything comes to an end. You're born, you live, and you die, and mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen to me. But I'm not ready for that.
Was a very famous, sort of a triumvirate almost at Columbia that goes back to your early association with Mitch Miller, and Ray Conniff was there, and of course, in Castellanos too. And you have all come along and lasted longer than anybody else I can think of doing into instrumental music in this country. You're doing very well.
Well, I've been with Columbia since 51. That's 23 mm-hmm. years. 23 years.
My math is terrible, but it goes back. Percy Faith is my guest, and Percy, you're in town to conduct the United States Air Force Symphonic Band tomorrow.
in a concert at Constitution Hall. It'll be a combination of some of your older things and some of your more recent things, too. But you're not going to do The Hill Where the Lord Hides, though, are you?
Well, I was telling Sergeant Gleason that from what I've been hearing about that symphonic band, I'm sorry I didn't grab the whole concert instead of just 20 minutes. There's very little I can say in musically.
To suggest that you should come back and do another one.
Well, I probably will. Yeah. I'll be well.
That's good. We'll get back to Percy Faith in our conversation in just a moment.
This morning is Percy Faith, who will be with the Air Force Band tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at Constitution Hall. You're one of the great American composers, and you were saying that if you don't compose and publish, you're dead. You have been doing, you've been composing, I guess, a lot longer than conducting. How far back does that go?
Well, not so much composing, Tom. I've done some, but you're not a composer until you've had a few hits. I've only really had two or three, one big one and two or three lesser ones. I wrote My Heart Cries for You and Brazilian Sleigh Bells.
Well, what do you call a hit? I mean, you had records that sell consistently, but you wouldn't call them all hits, I suppose.
Well, they're a hit if they last 20 years. I mean, how long do you need to prove yourself? Like
right.
Theme from a Sour Place and Song from Moulin Rouge and things like that are still considered amongst the top 50 to 100 all-time great hits.
Unlike so many conductors and arrangers from that era that we've been talking about, the 50s, you have constantly had your ear to the ground, and you have changed, you've evolved. The most recent example of this, you took your big hit with the theme from A Summer Place, and I think, 2 years ago, and added the voices, and it was a whole new thing again.
Well, it really wasn't my idea. Columbia thought that they could sort of reinstate it as a hit by adding voices, and you can't say, I think we'll make a hit.
No, of course not.
And it just wasn't a hit again, because the public, the disc jockey, the listener, they want to hear it in its original form.
Well,
for instance, I redid Delicata, which was I discovered that tune from. I got a copy of Azevedo's guitar record and wrote him about it and did it, and it went close to a million in those days. Today, Columbia, if a record reaches 800,000, they'll get it across. They'll force you to buy the record and get it over a million. They didn't in those days, so it did reach that mark. Now, about 5 or 6 years ago, I redid it, and I let it swing a little, you know, because I thought it needed to be updated. And I got more darn letters from my hardcore. Why did you destroy the original? You say, well, I didn't really destroy it. I thought that I had added something to it, but they want it as it was. And you know, as a disc jockey, that if you or I institute a hit, there may be 20 covers, but you'll stick with the first one, right?
Of course,
so
always.
It's the same thing.
Sometimes, in your case, and WMAL is what is known as an MOR station, middle of the road, we will play your recording, your cover of somebody's recording, because we can't touch the other one.
But there's no way that I can make a hit out of that. It has already become a hit.
Yeah, true.
I'll get a
play. But
it's
a seller. It'll be what they call in the business a turntable hit. You know, we'll get calls for it and stuff like
that. Well, they'll sell her. I wouldn't, or Columbia would get a new boy, I think. but now, I had an almost hit with the Crunchy Granola, only because nobody had ever done it before instrumentally.
Mm-hmm.
It was Neil Diamond sang it unobtrusively in an album.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised that he didn't cover me, but
well,
I guess he doesn't need me.
It did stimulate airplay of his original after yours came out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, very much so.
Well, then I'll have to start listening to radio.
I get royalties from Neil. My guest is Percy Faith, and we're talking about music and things and his concert tomorrow, and we'll get back to our chat in just a moment. 11:19, my guest is Percy Faith, and Percy, your newest album is called New Thing, and it certainly is. It's a total departure, I think, from some of your previous things. Okay, what can you tell me about the single on the album, Hill Where the Lord Hides? Where'd you find that?
Well, actually, I found that last summer. I was up home, Toronto, fishing, golfing, and a couple of nephews of mine told me about this young student out of Eastman, I guess it's Rochester, Eastman School.
Right.
He's a jazz man now, Chuck Mangione. He does some great...
Very popular here in Washington.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
very much so.
They told me about this piece, and they thought that if I did it, it would be great for him and great for me, and I listened to it. They wouldn't give me the original album, and they made a horrible copy of it on a cassette, which I took back to California, and I played it for Ted Glasser, and we decided, yes, we can do it. And I did. Now, we were originally going to put out The Pelican as a single, because we had the Moog in there, and Clark Gassman playing a great chorus on it. But after listening to The Hill, we decided this did have whatever it is that comes out of a conservatory basis, you know, like Bach, mm-hmm. it'll last longer. With Pelican, I thought you would get tired of it after four or five hearings. I don't think you will in a long time with The Hill Where the Lord Hides. Why he called it that, I don't know.
Let's listen to it. Percy Faith and the Orchestra and The Hill Where the Lord Hides.
Thank you.
My guest today is Percy Faith, and we have just a moment left, Percy, and I want to ask you, we've been talking about directions that music is going in, and particularly the direction you're going in. Who do you like that's recording today or composing that you think is really outstanding?
Well, that's a tough one. I'm constantly searching. I haven't found anyone yet that's really lasting. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll take Burt Bacharach, for instance. He's either dried up or he's tired of playing too much tennis or making too much money. I did a lot of his things, and we felt we had someone there. He tells me he's back working again. I think he was sort of shook up with that picture he did.
Well, we also haven't heard much from him since he pulled Marlene Dietrich into the pit out at Shady Grove.
Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
Since.
But, for instance, this young boy, Chuck Mangione, could be a comer. I thought Jim Webb would start coming up with something, and he's dried up.
Neil Diamond,
well, he just came in with a sad one with a Seagull, which was really not that good or that exciting. Yeah. His earlier things are fine, Crunchy Granola, and I'm going to do another one of his called Deep in the Morning, which is lovely.
Great.
They're really hard to find, much better now than it was 6 years ago when I did Things for Young Lovers. I think I went through at least 150 tunes to find 10 or 11 in that album.
Unfortunately, we're running short on time. You're going to be conducting the United States Air Force Band tomorrow in a varied concert of oldies and newies, too. I see the theme from A Summer Place is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be looking forward to that. The concert time is 3 p.m. at Constitution Hall.
And it's free.
Of course. And this, as a matter of fact, will bring to a close the season at Constitution Hall, if I'm not mistaken. And I certainly have fond hopes that you'll come back again next year and perhaps do a longer concert with the Air Force Band.
Well, I was telling Sergeant Gleason, I really thought the band had never worked in front of a symphonic. They call it a symphonic band, I guess. I thought bands were groups that marched in front of the Army or the Navy. You know?
A lot of people think that.
Well, including myself. Uh-huh. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm kind of sorry now I didn't take the whole concert away from the permanent conductor.
Next year. Thank you, Percy. Percy Faith at WMAL.